To begin, be alone and comfortably seated. Or you may enter the silence in association with someone that is in perfect harmony with yourself. Relax mind and body. Close your eyes and be perfectly quiet. Turn your attention upon the inner life of the soul and gently hold your mind upon the thoughts of stillness and peace. Affirm with deep, quiet feeling. Peace is mine. I am resting in the stillness of the spirit. I have entered the beautiful calm. I am one with the infinite. I am in the kingdom of the great within. I am in the secret places of the Most High, and similar states. While you make these statements, feel that you are peaceful and still, and that you are now in that inner world where all is quiet and serene. When you feel this deep, sublime stillness, you can use other affirmations according to your present needs. You may affirm that you are well and strong and happy and harmonious, and that you have full possession of all those qualities that you know have existence in real life. To feel this perfect peace of the soul, however, is the first essential. After that is attained, your consciousness will deepen, and you will enter the great within to a greater and greater degree. While the mind is in this interior state of being, every thought you think will be a power, and every desire you express will modify or change everything in your life according to the nature of that desire and in proportion to its depth and unity with the Supreme. For this reason, you should train yourself to think only right thoughts and create only the truest desires while you are in the silent state. That which you think or do while in the silence will have a greater effect upon your life than that which you may attempt while on the surface of outer consciousness. Therefore, everything that is important should be taken into the silence and through the silence to the infinite. This corresponds perfectly with the statement, "Take it to the Lord in prayer." The real purpose of the silence is to enable the mind to enter the inner life and not only recreate all thought according to the higher truth, but to enter into a more perfect touch with the divine source of things. The silence should be entered every day for 10, 20, or 30 minutes. This is a daily practice of extreme value. Though you may not have any real results at first, simply continue. You will reach your goal. When you begin to become conscious of your interior life and begin to live more or less in touch with the world beautiful that is within you, you will find that you can live in this high, peaceful state the greater part of the time and thus be in the silence almost constantly. This is not only a most desirable attainment, but it is the one great attainment toward which every soul should work. When a person can live in these higher realms always and constantly, and desire the realization of the highest and the best that he knows, the prayer without ceasing, the true spiritual prayer is being fulfilled. Such a prayer will be answered eternally. Every day will bring us something that we truly wished for, and every moment will be supplied with all that is necessary to make the present full and complete. 6. Think the truth. When we learn to think the truth, we have actually come to the parting of the ways. Here we find where the old leaves off and the new begins. In this state, the wrong disappears and the right is discerned and realized in an ever-increasing manner. The foundation of all truth is expressed in the basic statement, "Man is a spiritual being created in the image and likeness of God." Being created in the image of God, man is now divine and in possession of all the divine attributes. Each individual is now in possession of infinite wisdom, infinite power, infinite love, eternal life, perfect peace, everlasting joy, universal truth, universal freedom, universal good, divine wholeness, spotless virtue, boundless supply. True, these attributes exist principally in the potential state, that is, they are possibilities waiting in the within for unfoldment, development, and expression. Nevertheless, they do exist in every soul, and to a degree that is limitless. Therefore, every soul does actually possess those attributes, and to speak the truth, we must recognize their existence, and even now claim their possession. To think the truth, you must think that you are divine in your true being, and that you possess these attributes, because this is the truth. You are divine in your true being, because you are created in the image of God, and you do possess the divine attributes just mentioned, because that which is divine must necessarily possess the attributes of the divine. To think contrary to this would be wrong thought, and from wrong thought comes all the wrong in the world. The average person does think contrary to this thought. Therefore, he is almost constantly in bondage to sin, sickness, or trouble of some kind. Divine wholeness, that is, perfect health of body and mind, is yours now, always was, and always will be. Therefore, it would be wrong for you to say, "I am sick." Your real being is never sick, never will be, because it is divine and you are the real being. You are not the body, you possess a body. And that body may be indisposed if you create wrong thought, but that body is not you. You are a spiritual being created in the image of God, therefore you are always well. When sickness appears on the surface, that is, in the body, know that it is on the surface only, that sickness is not in you. You are real being, and in real being perfect health reigns absolutely and eternally. The sickness that sometimes appears in the body is the result of a recognition of untruth, either expressed in wrong thinking or wrong living. Right thought, that is, that thought that invariably follows the recognition of absolute truth, would not produce sickness. And no person could become sick that is always filled and protected with the power of right thought. When the light reigns supremely, darkness cannot enter. Wrong thought comes from a false conception of yourself, and false conceptions will continue to form in mind so long as you are ignorant of the truth. When you know the truth, that you are the image of God, perfect in your own true being, you will think this truth and all your thought will. Consequently, only right conditions can exist in your life, and all will henceforth be well with you. When you see yourself as you are in your true being, that you are even now strong and well, in full possession of peace, love, power, wisdom, freedom, and all the good that is in God, you will think of yourself accordingly, and such thought is right thought. The result will be right conditions in mind and body. From center to circumference, your entire being will be well and perfect, as it always was and ever will be in the truth. To think the absolute truth at first seems a contradiction of known facts, because we are so used to judging from appearances. But when we find that appearances are simply the result of thought, that right thought produces good appearances, and wrong thought produces adverse appearances, and learn that true being is the image of God, we shall no longer see contradiction in thinking absolute truth. When we think the truth about ourselves, we shall always think the truth about others. We shall, therefore, not think of them as they appear on the surface, but as they are in the perfection of real spiritual being. We shall overlook, forgive, and forget the wrong appearance, knowing that it is but a temporary effect of wrong thought, and we shall proceed to inspire everyone to change that appearance by thinking right thought, the thought of truth. 7. Live in the Spirit. To express this statement in its simplest terms, we would say that to live in the Spirit is to live in the upper story of mind and thought, or to live on the good side, the bright side, and the true side of everything. To the beginner, this is sufficient, because this simple change in living must come before the higher spiritual consciousness can be realized. But the change, though simple at first, will completely revolutionize life. Ere long, however, the consciousness of the true side and the better side will become so clear that to live in the Spirit will mean infinitely more than to simply dwell in the upper story of mind, and when this larger experience comes, we shall know from our own illumined understanding what it means to live in the Spirit. When we begin to think the truth, all kinds of illusions and false beliefs will gradually vanish, and we shall not only understand that we are spiritual beings, but we shall feel that we are all that divine life can be. We shall positively know that we are eternal souls living in a spiritual world now, expressing ourselves in a physical world, and we shall realize that we are actually created in the image and likeness of the Infinite, united with the Infinite, and living in the life of Infinite Being. Through the fuller realization of truth, we will learn that the spiritual is not some vague, faraway something that saints alone can know, but that spirit is the essence of all things, the very life of all things visible and invisible, and that spirit is in itself absolutely good and perfect. We will realize that there is but one substance from which all things proceed, and that substance is the expression of spirit. We will see that there is but one life, the spiritual life, and that there is but one law, the eternal, coming forth in a greater and greater measure of life. We will find that spirit is the basis of all things, the soul of all things, and that therefore all things are in reality very good and very beautiful. We will find through the spirit that evil is but a temporary condition produced by man's understanding of the goodness and the completeness of real being, and that to so live that we realize the absolute goodness and the perfect harmony of the whole universe is to live in the spirit. When we realize this, we are on the true side of all things, and we feel that we are. When we are in harmony with all things, we are in harmony with the Infinite, and can feel His presence always. And we also find that to dwell in the secret places of the Most High is to realize that we are in that great sea of life, the great spiritual sea, the universal state of being, the world of divine existence. While we are in this upper state, that is, in the spirit, we are away from the false and actually in the true. We are in the spirit, and from the light of the spirit we can see clearly the truth concerning everything. From this place we may ascend to other and greater heights and enter into the ever-increasing realms of life where existence becomes fairer and higher, too beautiful for tongue to ever describe. What is held in store for the soul that lives in the spirit, eternity alone can reveal. But that the life that is lived in the spirit is the only true life, thousands have learned, both in this age and in ages gone by. To the beginner, however, the first essential is to get away from material life, that is, the common, the gross, the superficial, the ordinary, the perverted, and the wrong. Then to go up higher, to enter the world of light and live in the more beautiful realms of sublime existence. To live in the spirit, live in the highest and most perfect state now, and do not for a moment come down. At first, this state will simply be a life that is finer, larger, and more harmonious, where things move more smoothly and where the value of life seems to constantly increase. But ere long, living in the spirit will mean far more than merely a pleasing state of existence, and the further we advance, the more this wonderful life will be, until we begin to understand the great soul who declared, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him." In this connection, we must bear in mind that it is not necessary to reach the supreme heights in spiritual life before we can live in the spirit. We can live in the spirit no matter where we may be in the scale of life, because the spiritual life has just as many degrees as there are human souls. Live in the realization that this universe has soul, that this soul is divine, and that you live and move and have your being in that great soul. Realize this as fully as your present state of development will permit, and you have begun to live in the spirit. The realization of the divinity of the soul side of all things will reveal to your mind the great truth that all things are perfect in their real state of being, and that the real of everything lives in a universe of spirit, a universe that is everywhere within us all and about us all. However, before we begin, we must be convinced of the great truth that the spiritual life is not mere sentiment nor mere feeling of mind and soul. The spiritual life is the real life, the foundation of all life, the essence of all life, the soul of all life. And every true statement concerning the spiritual life is an exact scientific fact readily demonstrated by anyone who will apply the principle. And happy is the soul that does apply this principle, for such a soul will find life in the spirit, not only to be real, but to be infinitely more perfect, more wonderful, and more beautiful than anyone has ever dreamed.